Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and the club have confirmed that Steve Bruce will remain in charge for Sunday's Premier League clash with Tottenham at St James's Park, which will be the first match since the Saudi-backed takeover of the club. It will also be Bruce's 1,000th game in management. It had been speculated that he would be replaced ahead of the fixture, but Newcastle have chose to stick with the 60-year-old for the time being at least, with new part owner Amanda Staveley saying they will adopt a patient and considered approach and that change doesn't happen overnight. Bruce himself has admitted it has been a difficult period regarding the speculation over his future, but he is grateful to have been given the opportunity on Sunday. But he knows the most important thing is for Newcastle to pick up their first 3 points of the Premier League season. Elsewhere, Bruce has received a triple fitness boost ahead of Sunday's game, as he has confirmed captain Jamal Lascelles, midfielder Jonjo Shelvey and striker Callum Wilson could all feature against Spurs. However, the game will come too early for the Magpies' other injured players. Both Martin Dubravka and Paul Dummett are still working their way back to full fitness. Finally, and of course, a whole host of names have been linked with succeeding Bruce in the dugout at St James's Park, including current Leicester boss Brendan Rodgers, but the Northern Irishman has seemingly issued an emphatic denial of any interest in moving to Newcastle. When quizzed on it ahead of the Foxes' Premier League clash with Manchester United on Saturday, Rodgers said, "I have got a contract with Leicester until 2025. I absolutely love being here." That's all for now. We'll have more later.